Yeah, if there's a thing that can make up for volunteering to serve in the Confederate Army, I guess it's dismantling the KKK.
I guess, like that, yeah.
Yeah, like that's a good, that's a good,
it's a good, good place
try
to start.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the worst Klan violence was in South Carolina, and Grant declared martial law in that state, citing a condition of lawlessness. He suspended habeas corpus, and numerous Klansmen were rounded up by federal authorities, including Sheriff Rice Rogers, who we have been talking about. A lot of sheriffs got pulled up in this. So the Senate held extensive hearings where hundreds of black victims of the Klan were allowed to tell their stories to the nation. Under Ackerman's direction, 600 Klansmen were convicted and 65 of them sent to a federal penitentiary. By 1872, the Klan was no longer a meaningful force in the United States. Yeah. Frederick Douglass himself said that without President Grant's actions, black Americans would have been trapped again in a condition almost identical to slavery. That is probably true, but it's also true that Grant kind of botched the landing on this one, firing Ackerman to appease his political rivals and commuting the sentences of some Klansmen in a bid for reconciliation. So again,